Dear friends, siblings in Christ, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. When I hear about the kingdom of heaven, I sort of am transported back into my younger days, into my Sunday school days, and I think that's the case for many of us. Now, your thoughts and your ideas about heaven do not have to be the same as mine. As a matter of fact, we just heard in the gospel that Jesus gives us five possible examples. And ironically, none of them are what I sort of imagine from childhood. Sometimes when we're kids, we learn about heaven as this poofy, white, cloudy place with angels and harps and all of those sorts of things. People in white robes. We think about the golden streets and everything that's lined up so beautifully. We think about the banquet feast that has no end. Glory, glory, hallelujah, amen. So let that be. And we think about being reunited with people who have died before us, with those saints of God who have gone on before. We think about all sorts of different things. Now, in your minds right now, I'm hoping that you're coming up with all these other fantastic and amazing things that you also have to consider when you hear about what the kingdom of heaven is or will be once we are all there together in Jesus' love. But none of those things are really what Jesus is talking about with his friends. As the crowds are gathered around and Jesus is gathered there, Jesus says, here are five examples of what you might consider the kingdom of heaven to be. It's not an ultimatum. He doesn't say these are the only five ways that you can consider the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't say these five things are hands down the only way that you can imagine what the kingdom of heaven is. Jesus says, here are five possible examples of ways for you to imagine and to anticipate the kingdom of heaven. First, it's like a mustard seed, teeny tiny, so small, but so full, becoming so mighty, providing shade and nurture and nutrients, providing a safe place for the birds of the air to come in and to make nests, to raise their young birds within the branches. The kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like that mustard seed, so small and yet so mighty, providing shelter and safety and care. Two, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like someone who's baking bread and is mixing in with that flour and the rest of the ingredients, the yeast, so that that bread becomes leavened, so that it creates more, so that it provides food, not just for the soul, but food for the belly as well, for all who are then to partake in that bread. Third, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure that someone finds in a field, and they go out and they hide that treasure. They don't take it away, they don't steal it, they don't hoard it, but they go and they find that treasure and they go to the landowner and they say, I would like to buy your whole entire field. And they purchase all that is around there so that they might have that treasure. Four, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like the most amazing of all pearls. It's as if someone who is dealing in these fine pearls takes all that they have, all that they've been gathering, all that they've been collecting up, but in seeing the one pearl that is just so beautiful and is so perfect, none of the other earthly possessions matter at all anymore. Just that one. Five. Jesus says, imagine the kingdom of heaven in this way. It's as though a net were cast out to gather up all of the fish and to bring them back into the boat together. Now, if you remember from just a few minutes ago, that's where I stopped in the children's message, because sometimes I like to say, okay, here's the fun and happy and the warm and cozy part of the gospel. But Jesus isn't always just happy and warm and cozy. Sometimes Jesus challenges us just a little bit. And in the gospel, Jesus actually went on. He didn't just say, it's a net, it's cast out, it brings all the fish in, and boom. Jesus says, and then the angels go through and they sort through all of those fish. Oh dear. Well, that makes me feel a little bit nervous and a little bit shaky on the inside, because my brain also goes to the kingdom of heaven being for the perfect people. The people who have done so much good, the saints that we imagine in our minds. And let me have a confession right here. I am not that saintly of a person. I know that there are things that I have done wrong yesterday and last week and years ago. I know that there are probably 10 things that I have already done wrong this morning before even getting here. The things that I have done, the things that I have left undone, the guilt and the regrets, as we heard about in the song that we were just listening to earlier in the service, all of those things that sort of weigh down on our hearts and on our minds. And here Jesus is saying the angels are going to sort through the nets to find the good fish and the fish that have not been so wonderful. Breaking a sweat in the air conditioning over that one. But here's what I think, what I hope, Jesus is actually doing here. See, Jesus is giving us this hope and this joy and this wonderful, these wonderful ways to anticipate what the kingdom of heaven will be. But then Jesus, he's also sort of like the parent in this. He's the person speaking with authority. And I think of my own self as a parent, and I can think of a million times where I have said to my kids, "You are going to clean your room today, or else you will be grounded for the rest of your life. You will never step foot outside of your room ever, ever again until it's clean." Well, my kids know that I'm not actually going to lock them in their room for the rest of their lives. If that were the case, let me assure you, you wouldn't be seeing them because their rooms are never, ever, 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 ever clean. But as a parent, as a person in authority, sometimes we have to say things that are just going to snap someone's mind into attention. That'll catch our attention, that'll catch a hold of us so that we are then aware, oh, okay, I actually need to do something else as well. And my thought on this is that it's what Jesus is doing. He's giving us these beautiful examples of how the kingdom of heaven is a treasure, how the kingdom of heaven provides us with safety and security, how the kingdom of heaven is something that is just so wonderful that nothing else in the world will matter. But, Jesus says, I want you to come alongside of me with this. I want you to walk alongside of me. I want you to reach out and be kind and compassionate and generous and loving to all the other people in the world, knowing that we still fail and we still fall in these tasks. Jesus says this to us knowing that we are not, nor could we ever be perfect, knowing that we have made mistakes in the past, that we will be making mistakes right now in the present, and that tomorrow and down the road, we will be doing those things that we did not want to or intend to do, and there will be plenty of things that we ought to have done that go undone. Jesus knows this, and so he reaches out to us in love to challenge us. He reaches out to us in love to make us think a little bit smarter and work a little bit harder to advance the kingdom of God as we walk alongside our Lord and our Savior. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven being like that net cast out, bringing in the fish and then sorting the fish out, I don't think or believe in my heart that Jesus is saying, "You, yes, you, no." I believe that Jesus is saying, "Work harder. Walk alongside of me. Reach out to this world in love and in compassion. Share the word of God. Share the love of God so we can catch more and more fish so that, yes, indeed, we will all be together in this glorious treasure, the kingdom of heaven." I believe that Jesus is reaching out to us in love because in that lesson from Romans that we heard, St. Paul reaches out to the people and he says the same things. He asks the same questions that we ask ourselves. Am I good enough? Am I worthy enough? Am I strong enough? Have I made mistakes that will haunt me into the future? Have I done something now that I cannot overcome? St. Paul goes through these. What will separate us from the love of God? Will peril? Will nakedness? Will sword? Will famine? Will anything? And then Paul says, no. He doesn't suggest it. He says, I am convinced that there is nothing. Such an important phrase. I am convinced that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which comes to us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing. Nothing that we have done. No one that we have been. Nothing that we are doing or forgetting to do or not feeling worthy of now. Nothing that will happen in the past that can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus our Lord. For when we walk alongside Jesus, Jesus always walks alongside us. Jesus never leaves us. He challenges us. He wants more of us, yes, but he never, ever leaves us. He brings us alongside. He offers us these treasures, these gifts, this security of the kingdom of heaven, and simply asks that we will walk alongside and reach out to the world in kindness and compassion and love. I believe that these are the things that remind us of God's love, because when we hear about all these gifts of the kingdom of heaven, when we hear St. Paul's words that nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, we are reminded that Jesus gives us hope in a world that sometimes feels so hopeless. We are reminded that Jesus gives us joy in a time and a place like now where we are just seeking and searching for whatever joy can be found. Jesus gives us the promise of life in the kingdom of heaven when we go through life sometimes fearing what is to come next, what will happen tomorrow. And best of all, Jesus gives us love when we need it the most, when we are so unsure, when we are not grasping what is happening in the world around us or even within ourselves. Jesus gives us love. The love that can never, ever be separated. The love that comes to us through Jesus, because God is a God of love. God's love is for you, every single one of you. God's love is for every single one of us who have never been perfect and know that we never can be. God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is our gift. May we walk alongside Jesus. May we share the word of God. And may we reach out to all people with the love that comes to us through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.